team that's not going to be playing in the grand final this year is the Tigers. And the Favola household had an invested interest this year, obviously with Mia dating Daniel Rioli, who lives with us. And literally on Friday, I was so nervous. It felt like I was playing again. I felt like probably a parent would with their kid, because obviously we look after him, we feed him, we wash his clothes, we do
Wagyu steaks.
Yeah, we do everything. So it's like I felt like like a parent, and I was so nervous. And I actually went to the game with Daniel. He drove in, and we're listening to some pump up music before it, and we're driving in, and like I was literally I don't really get nervous for much. And we're sitting there throughout the day, the night, and obviously it didn't all go to plan. And I remember I spoke to Daniel Saturday morning, and obviously really upset. And, the Richmond supporters are very faithful. There's a lot of them. And he actually said when he ran out at halftime that it felt eerie, because usually when they come out, they're always winning, and the Tigers supporters are really vocal and they cheer them on. And he said it was dead quiet. He said it felt really weird.
Mm.
So, like, to the Richmond supporters, you got to back them even when they're losing. I know it literally was. It was an eerie feeling. And I was lucky enough, after the siren went and I grabbed Mia, and Mia was obviously very upset, and we went down into the rooms. And, you got your winners' rooms where everyone sees and everyone's jubilant and everyone's up and about. And this happens in all sports, like local footy, local netball. There's always got to be a loser. And to have access into the room and to see all the guys when I walked in, it was really sad. It was really emotional. And I walk in and Mia walked straight in. It was very quiet. And Daniel came up to Mia and they both sort of cuddled, and Daniel was crying and Mia was crying, and I was like that third wheel, and I was like, it was really awkward. And I didn't know what to do.
Did you do that awkward dad thing where you just tapped him on the back?
Oh, I literally was standing next to him, and I was like, I looked around and there was Trent Cotchin with his parents, and Brendan Gale, the president, walked past and he said g'day. And then I was looking around the room and everyone was just with all their parents and everyone was very upset. And so I just sat down. I sat down on the ground. I sat there and was like, I just did not know what to do.
You just cross-legged?
Just sat there.
Just sitting on the ground.
Well,
I literally
didn't know what to do, because I'm not a Richmond supporter, but I was there as
Why didn't you pick up your phone and pretend to be making a phone call?
No, I was very awkward. And then I did go up to Daniel and sort of gave him a cuddle, and I said, mate, at the end of the day, you've won one. Because I said there's a lot of players that don't get to win one, a lot of champions don't get to win one. Probably not the thing you want to hear, but I just thought, just to put it into balance, because it's not the end of the world. They'll go on and play next year, hopefully, and they might win one. But
I think you might have whispered into his ear, Mad Monday.
No, he's not a Mad Monday kid, which is a good thing. But I went up to, I spoke to Dusty Martin as well, and spoke to these guys. And
talk us through that conversation.
Well, I just said to Dusty, come over to his nan and his mum, and his nan's a ripper. I've spoke to her a couple of times. And
you shared a flight together
To WA. She's a ripper. And I said to Dusty, how is it? And he goes, oh, it is what it is. And so just not quite right. He goes, no, I felt all right, but it just, that's just what happens. So, they're all visibly upset. And it was just it's an amazing feeling to go into a situation like that, because they were favourites. It was such a shock they got beat. And to watch these grown men so upset, and I think they feel such a disappointment to their, obviously their fans, but their family, because you go through a lot, and you can always see everyone win, and you hear the stories of Mason Cox and Tyson Goldsack, who's come back from a knee reconstruction and now is playing, great stories, but you never really
get that
feeling of what it is to like to lose. And people go, well, they won it last year, but it's not because they won it last year. They've trained all year, all the training they go through, and to see how visibly upset everyone is, because they feel like they've failed.
Yeah.
And it was just an amazing feeling to be in there and to watch that. And I walked past Jack Riewoldt, who was super. He was an amazing, and his parents had flown over that day, and I'd spoke to them, and he was just there with his parents, and they were all teary. And it's really upsetting for those guys. So hopefully they can bounce back
and do a Fevolution speech.
Well,
I
should have just gone up to Damien Harvey and said, "Well, the big dog was playing." I thought, "No, I'll be okay."
101.9 The Fox.
It's gonna be interesting come grand final day. 13 and rain.
Is that what they're
on Saturday?
Wow. Yeah.
Not good for West Coast. Not good for West Coast. They've got big forwards.
Oh, gosh. I wish I cared about this grand final. That was a fizzer of a weekend for me.
It was a fizzer as a
weekend. Tigers and Melbourne out. No longer interested.
I won't rewind back to Friday when I picked Richmond and Melbourne to win.
You confused me so much because I watched it and I was like, you were like, Richmond will win by about 100.
Yeah, if they played again today, Richmond would pants them. But that's just what happens in
football.
Why
didn't they figure out there's talls? Why can't they handle the talls?
Yeah, well, Boxy, things just happen. Things just happen. My mate who plays for Kai Abram, they've won 62 games in a row, got beat by 2 points in a grand final yesterday. Just happens. Yeah, upsets happen.
Richmond were getting slaughtered for about three quarters.
But that's what happens. Sometimes you just have a bad day. And you look at it, Richmond lost their first game in the finals, right?
Yeah.
Collingwood lost 2 weeks ago in the finals, but they still get another chance to play. Richmond didn't get that opportunity. Anyway, won't go into that because...
How's Melbourne not making a goal the first half? Is that right?
Yeah. Oh.
Ouch. It wasn't a good day. It wasn't a good weekend for Melbourne. Because they lost at the Twos grand final. They lost yesterday as well.
Oh, really?
And my best mate, Chrissy Newman... best man at my wedding. He coached Box Hill, so congratulations.
Well done,
Chrissy.
Newsy.
He didn't get to play. He played for Richmond for a long, long time. He's the longest serving player ever to play without playing a final. And then when he left, they won the grand final. Oh, poor bugger. But now he's got one. Anyway, Brownlow night tonight, guys. Big night on the AFL calendar. But is it? It's a boring night if you've ever been.
Tedious.
It's tediously long. It's just a nightmare.
No one's allowed to enjoy a beverage anymore.
They aren't
because
now
of Brendan
because
Favola.
There's a Favola rule where the beers are on. And
remember when you ruined the Brownlow?
Yeah, I did. I did ruin the Brownlow, and I actually spoke with Tommy Mitchell, who's a favourite to win the Brownlow to take home Charlie. And he said, we might be able to bloody drink because of your bloody rule. Might be good for you because you need to go up and do a speech. But it's going to be interesting to see how Dusty Martin is. Tonight, because they'll be on their Mad Monday, and he's got to present the medal.
Oh, he won't go.
He has to. He's got to present the medal to the.
Okay.
And he might win it.
Can
he
I
actually
ask you
might
a question?
Win it again.
Can I ask you a question? Does it? You say he has to go. What would be the penalty for not turning up?
Oh, he has to go. He has to present because every Brownlow medalist previously has to present it to the new Brownlow medalist. It's like a tradition.
I know.
He has to go. Oh. But the thing is, all the people that aren't in football think it's the players' night where everyone goes and mingles, but it's not. It's not the players' night. Do you know how many players go?
You told me the other day and I've already forgotten.
There's 90 players that get invited.
It's like
so
one,
it's five from each team, so there's 18 teams.
Yeah, that's...
There's over 700 players in the AFL. And there's 1,000 people that go to the Brownlow.
That's so unfair.
It's absolute crap.
I've been 5 times. I mean, what am I doing at a Brownlow?
Exactly. All these people, it's a business. The AFL is such a business. They invite all these big dogs. And
there's hardly any players
there. There's no players there. It's a farce.
Night.
It should be, every player should be invited.
I agree,
all the players
just the
get
players.
To mingle. Just the players. There's more media there tonight. And accredited media writers and Herald Sun and
advertising
and
executives.
That get invited than players.
That's
I reckon that's
rubbish.
A farce. That's
I
it's a
agree
joke.
More.
But anyway, there's
I've,
my little rave.
I've loved this. Can we do this rave again later in the show? I'd argue it's wasted at 10 past 6.
Hey, imagine if the big dog walks into the Crown tonight.
Are you any chance of going to the Brownlow?
They'd be up and about, wouldn't they?
101.9 The Fox.
Now, we had a lot of fun last week on the show because we met Nana Ivy. Now, we didn't know Nana Ivy until we were introduced to her by her grandson, Luke. Luke loves his Nana Ivy and the backstory is we actually had some memorabilia of Husey's to give away and we got Luke and Ivy in to give them this memorabilia that was just a gift from Husey. It was a signed Nathan Buckley jersey. But then we surprised them with tickets to the big game.
Brilliant.
I was going to say grand final. The big game on Friday night with Richmond.
Well, how about if I told you we got you 2 tickets to go watch the footy?
What?
Yes.
Luke, you've got such a wonderful grandson. We would love you to take your Nana Ivy to the footy on Friday night.
You're going to watch Richmond?
Thank you.
No, we're not. We got your tickets. You're going to the prelim final to watch your beloved Pies try to get into a grand final. There you go. And your grandson.
Up my brother Thomas. After he's that. A Richmond supporter. Yeah.
And when the siren sounded on Friday night, I actually thought about Ivy.
Yeah.
I thought she's going to be up and about.
She might not have got home. You know what? Let's find out. We've got Ivy on the line. Are you there, Ivy?
Go, Pies!
Hey, Ivy, I did tell you on Friday that it was going to be all over at halftime. I was right, wasn't I?
No,
was over it before quarter time.
Ivy, talk us about the, now you and Luke went, how was your night?
Absolutely awesome. Thank you very much, guys.
Ivy, you, now you're struggling with your voice there. Did you, I'm guessing you did a bit of screaming?
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Now you're into the big dance. Are you going to win?
Yes!
Yes!
How, Ivy, the question that I'm dying to ask is, how's your brother Thomas?
Did you get up here? I haven't spoken to him.
And how was the night, Ivy? Obviously, it was all over pretty early, so you would have been up and about.
Absolutely fantastic. We were sitting in level one, but we had some fantastic Richmond supporters and Collingwood supporters around us. It was absolutely a fun night.
Oh, that's great. And did you go straight home or did you
stop off
to celebrate at the cricketer's arms?
No, we came straight home.
And John was at home waiting. Did he watch it on the telly?
My husband watched it on the telly with Luke's dad, Peter.
Oh, great. Oh, we're so happy that you and your grandson got to go. Ivy, we might touch base with you during the week to see how you're faring.
Okay, yep.
Hey, Ivy, I told you you'd win.
No, you did not. You said Richmond would win, Brendan.
101.9 The Fox.
Fox FM's Footy Fugitive. I'm on a
mission. That's right. We are giving away tickets to the AFL Grand Final 2018. And the only way to get them is to find Fox FM's Footy Fugitive. Now, two fugitives are going to be out and about on Friday. You need to collect the clues during the week to find those fugitives. I can give away one clue already without anything, and that is one is a girl and one is a boy. So we have a male fugitive and a female fugitive.
Narrows it down.
I know. Yeah, there's not. Now, this is really exciting. Your only way to win these tickets is to find the fugitive on Friday, the footy fugitive. Now, we, Fev, this is a bit exclusive. We are crossing now. We've got one of the fugitives is going to be our mate all week.
Okay.
I hope we get along.
So they're not out now.
They're not out now. Yeah. No, they'll be out on Friday. But they're going to give us clues every morning.
So don't look now. Wait till Friday.
Yeah, don't go out and about.
Just clues.
You'd be really wasting your time. Now, footy fugitive, are you there?
Good morning.
Did you trial your voice before we put you on the voice disguiser?
I may have been practicing it over the weekend.
So I'd assume this is the male.
Yes, it is.
Oh, good work there, Fev. You got a clue.
Thanks. Yeah, go
on. Now, footy fugitive, you must be pretty pumped about Friday, getting out and about and having people hunt you, stalk you, find you.
Excited is one way to put it, yes. I am looking forward to getting out into the public of Melbourne and meeting the potential person that could walk into the Toyota AFL Grand Final.
Fugitive, are you having a stroke?
I'm just having a little bit of trouble with this voice disguise.
Where are you going to be on Friday?
We will be at Yarra Park at the Fox Footy Festival on Grand Final Eve.
Now, fugitive, while we've got you, can you give a clue to the female fugitive? You've got a clue that you're going to reveal about her.
I do.
How quickly can you give the clue, or does everything have to take 10 minutes?
No, I'll try and get through this quite quickly.
Okay, give us the footy fugitive clue to find the female fugitive and win tickets to the grand final on Friday.
The female Fox Footy Fugitive will be at the footy festival between 2 and 4 p.m. How's that?
Okay, so she's there between 2 and 4. So that's the time frame to find her and win the tickets to the grand final on Friday.
That's
got
correct.
It. Okay. Excellent.
So, Boxy, if you find the female fugitive, you win 2 tickets, or the male. Well, do you have to find both of them?
No, there's 2 sets.
Oh, there's 2 sets.
I mean, if you
so
find
we're giving
both
4
them,
tickets away.
Yeah, we're giving 4 tickets
oh,
away.
Oh, wow, that's good.
And just quickly before we say bye to the fugitive,
Thanks, fugitive.
Out of interest, footy fugitive, did your mum have an affair or relationship with a gremlin at any stage?
Or Star Wars?
Or Darth Vader?
Very good. May the force be with you.
1019, The Fox.
Fifi, Feb and Byron's Disney karaoke. Everyone can get involved, even if you're blokey. Doesn't really matter if you're serious or jokey. Fifi, Feb and Byron's Disney karaoke.
Woo! Disney karaoke time. Fev, I thought this might be fun. Kids are on school holidays, so they're probably not in the cars listening. But anyway, we can still have fun because I love nothing better than a Disney sing-along in the car, Fev.
Yes, so
do
I.
You know this. Whenever anyone's in my car, at the moment we've got Moana on high definition. High definition.
how good are you going?
On high rotation.
I did this yesterday, Boxy, driving down to my brother's house. Lulu had the car play, so she had my phone, and we were listening to Frozen, Let It Go.
Loved it. Do you know what? I was slamming Frozen for about 6 months last year nonstop. Isn't it funny with kids, the way then it's all Moana. It's all The Rock, Dwayne Johnson singing mm-hmm. You're Welcome. I Am Moana is my personal favourite. I even think, have we got audio?
Yeah, we got some. Yeah.
What a soundtrack.
Should have been on high definition, that.
I know, sorry. That was Leon. He recorded me against my will. Can't just get in my car and record me, Leon. He's got nothing to say because he knows that was naughty. Now, this is...
he knows that was naughty. He's not one of your kids.
He was in the back seat. Now, this is quite topical, really, because Mary Poppins, the musical's about to come out, so everyone will be singing Mary Poppins songs soon.
Will they?
Well, I guess, won't they?
What's one of them songs?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. A spoonful of sugar, hexameterocin, go down... Okay, I struggled with that. Now, 131060, call now if you would like to just belt out a Disney song. It's what we call Disney karaoke. Is it Disney-okey?
Disney-okey.
I've forgotten we played the intro so long ago.
It's very good.
1019, The Fox.
Fifi, Feb and Byron's Disney karaoke. Everyone can get involved, even if you're blokey. Doesn't really matter if you're serious or jokey. Fifi, Feb and Byron's Disney karaoke.
One of my favourite jingles.
That's a great jingle.
It is.
A Fox FM Guernsey up for grabs for the best sing-along uniforms the way you want for your club, team and workplace or event from beastwear.com.au.
Yes, and this is the segment where you can call in and sing a Disney song. You get to belt it out. Let's be honest, anyone with a kid has spent their childhood or their kid's childhood singing these songs.
And if people want to know what that prize is, it's the jumper that I wore last year in the longest kick on Fox Footy when you kick the ball across the Yarra. We got a jumper made because everyone was wearing their normal footy jumper. And I thought, well, Fox is my work, so I will wear a Fox t-shirt jumper. And it had the big Fox emblem and it was like the aqua.
It was like we had a football team.
Yeah, we did. We had one and we won.
We did. Well, you won.
Yeah.
That was an amazing kick.
We all won.
Now we've got Deanna in South Morang. Hi, Deanna.
Hi, how you going?
Good. Deanna, did you want to kick off your Monday with a Disney song?
Of course I do. And I've got my son here, Harrison, who's 8, that wants to sing Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious with me.
Oh, great.
Right,
okay.
Duet.
Can Harrison hear us?
Yeah, we've got you on speaker.
Hey, Harrison.
Hey, H.
Hi.
Okay, this will be the best. Ready? I'll count you in. And then I love a mother and son duet. This is beautiful. Okay, here we go. Deanna and Harrison. 1, 2, 3.
Go. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. If you sing it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Woo! Woo! That's how Disney Oaky works. Beautiful.
Well done, H.
Excellent. Yeah, chat. Now we've got James in Caulfield. Hi, James.
Hello. I can't compete with the mother.
You can't compete
James.
With that, but have a crack.
What are you going to sing for us?
Poor New World from Aladdin.
James, I love this. I love a man earnestly singing a little bit of Aladdin, and not just an Aladdin song, one of the love ballads. Okay. Yeah. James, take it away with A Whole New World.
I can show you the world, shiny, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes.
James, we were loving it. That was amazing.
You were very good, James, but you got rattled from the last caller. I understand.
Can we just quickly get the chorus?
Yeah, get the
Here
chorus.
Here we go. Go to the chorus.
Okay. A whole new world. I'm dabbling.
Well done, James.
Oh, James, you did great. I love that.
Hey,
it's actually quite hard.
It's all about having a crack.
I know, but I can't even think of the lyrics myself. A whole new world of dazzling. Da, 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 da. It's quite hard.
Nikki from Calm Down.
Nikki!
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Good, Nikki. We were struggling there with A Whole New World, but what song are you going to sing for us?
I am going to sing The Circle of Life from The Lion King.
Ooh. Great. Can't go wrong with this. Okay, Nikki.
Oh, no.
Off you go.
Okay. Now, the From the day we arrived on the planet, as blinking steps into the sun, there's more to see than can ever be seen, more to do than can ever be done.
That's it. Yay! Nikki, that was outstanding.
I couldn't keep going.
That was so good. Now, Nikki, you were brilliant. Fev's just asked the question of Leon, our executive producer, and I saw the answer. I'm not happy with that answer either.
No, we can't.
We were basically, Fev was asking, can we give everyone a jersey?
Yeah,
we've only got one to give away, though, Fev. Yeah, this is a tough call because Deanna and Harrison were wonderful. Yeah, were James wonderful. Gave
James
a red
had,
hot
had
go.
A crack and
Nikki, that was outstanding.
Nikki, Nikki, you were very good. You can't go past. My children just did the Lion King play.
Oh, Leon said we can give everyone a jersey.
Oh, we'll give everyone a jersey. Yay! So everyone's a winner.
In all honesty, can I have an honest moment, Feb? We made them. They're ours. Like, I get it when we can't
it's not like
give
Taylor
away
Swift tickets.
Yeah, like we can make a jersey. Three jerseys. Well done, everybody.
101.9 The Fox.
Aaron, as you can see, in Byron's absence, you are here and you are... You've seen how tough it is for me? This is actually a really tough job and I don't usually bare my soul like this very often, but it's very hard because I am sitting next to not only a Coleman medalist... Not only King of the Jungle, an AFL
legend.
I hate when you bring the jungle up.
Well, it's really intimidating. It's really difficult for me. It's hard. You know, this guy wins stuff and he wins a lot of stuff and people love him and he's a legend. And I sit here in intimidation all morning, nervous to speak in his company.
Oh, stop it. I do lose a lot. I have lost a lot over my time.
Okay. Now.
What have I done now?
You are nominated. My friend, you are up for another award.
Oh, gosh.
This is, I mean.
Best radio presenter?
Well, we're all in that, actually. That's the three of us. You are, no, outside of the radio industry, the football industry, you are up for an Australian LGBTI award.
Yes, I did see this, Boxy.
This is it. Now, you are, so the Australian LGBTI awards, I'm not even sure when they're on, but you have been nominated under the Ally category for your support of the Yes campaign for marriage equality.
Yes.
Well done.
Thank you.
What did you do for that campaign?
I think we did a fair bit on air about
well,
it.
We did, yeah. You've been isolated. Yeah.
Why is he the only one that's nominated?
I don't know.
It's a wonderful thing.
I mean, we all wore the T-shirt. I was there.
You love who you want to love.
Byron was
there. You marry who you want to marry.
No, obviously.
The world's a better place.
Now, this award, last year Bindi Irwin won it.
Yep. I'm trying
to get to the bottom who your competition is. So I don't know. The other nominees have not been announced.
Okay.
So we don't know what sort of competition you're up against.
This only come, they actually sent an email a couple of weeks ago and I didn't quite know what it was about. And you have to nominate. And then they sent me a tweet last night saying that I've been nominated.
Well done.
So
do you know who else has been nominated?
It's legit because I got a blue tick. And I was like, oh.
My favourite thing about all of this is when you get a tweet, you just check that it's got a blue tick to see if it's authentic.
No, because I was just like, oh, what? I had no idea. And
well,
then,
you were thinking to yourself, I'm not part of the LGBTI community.
No, so but then I read it's someone that's not.
You're an ally.
An ally, yes.
I love it.
Yes, and I did read it, Ali. But
remember when I did? Thinking, were my part of some sort of
I don't know what. Yeah, but it's great. So it's obviously I'll see how we go.
Yeah, it's
Bindi
great.
Irwin won it.
Well,
who past winners?
Well, okay, I don't know who the past winners are, but the past nominees in this category: David Campbell,
yes,
your old mate from the telly.
He's going to take over Carl's job, is he?
Cole Sandilands has been up for this.
Has he? Does some great work.
Yeah, he has. I don't think David Campbell's up for Carl's job, is he? Carl's job.
Oh, I read that in
the paper. We're talking about Carl Stefanovic, aren't we?
Stefanovic, yeah.
Yeah, you believe what you read in the paper?
No.
Christine Arnoux, she's been nominated. Ricky Lee Coulter and Hugo Weaving. Yeah. Tough competition.
I think I was nominated a couple of years ago as well for this. I'm not quite
sure. So you've already lost it?
Yeah, I was nominated, but no. So I was put up for nomination but didn't make the final cut, I think.
Would you like a campaign? I'm happy to build a campaign around
I actually read into this and it's 50% of the nominations for the winner is public and 50% is from the judges.
Right.
To tally it up. So
well, we're going to have to figure out who the judges
We can push for this if we want to push for this. It's in 2019, so it's for the 2019.
Oh, we're talking about it then.
We will be getting around the big dog, though.
Get around me.
Fev and Byron on the Fox with Drake
and
now.
And it's in Sydney, so I can book flights
but it's
through
not
Qantas.
Till next year.
Oh. I was just doing that. We did a live
We got
read,
time. We got time. It's the Fox 828 with Drake.
1019, the Fox.
This is a bit of fun. You'll enjoy this. So there is a bridezillas are always entertaining, even for you, Fev. I mean, I know weddings is usually traditionally a girl thing.
No,
girls get excited.
I hear about this all the time, Boxy, because Alex is a makeup artist and does hair,
of course.
So we have weddings all the time.
Oh, Alex would have the best stories.
Yeah, she's got some good ones.
This is a bride that's lost her mind. She's written an email to all her guests. And I haven't been a bride, but I can understand that you get controlling. I can understand how you start to go, I want this to be my perfect day.
Because it's your perfect day, yeah.
So this bride has written an email to all her guests. Now, it starts like this. Good morning. I'm reaching out to all the confirmed guests to do a final head count and go over some rules and regulations for the wedding day. If I got that email from my friend and that...
Rules?
Listen to these rules. Rule one, please arrive 15 to 30 minutes early. I don't mind that one.
As long as you're on time.
Yeah, but I get that. That's just about, you know, you don't want people
punctual.
Coming in after the bride.
No. I wouldn't think many people would rock up late to a wedding.
No, you're right. Probably doesn't need to be said.
No, it doesn't need to be said. It's a given.
Rule two, this escalates really quickly. Please, in capital letters, do not wear white, cream or ivory. Now, that is a given. Most people know that's not wedding etiquette.
Yeah, males wouldn't have to worry about that because you wouldn't be wearing any.
That's really more for the women.
More for the women.
Here's one. Next rule. Please do not have a full face of makeup.
don't upstage me.
Can't say that. Rule four. Please do not wear anything other than a basic bob or ponytail.
Wow.
This is like they're going to North Korea. Like, that's not a wedding. It gets better. Then there's these ones that are pretty standard. Do not record or post things on Facebook. I mean...
Well, she's selling it's a new idea.
Yeah, I don't exactly why. That's really weird, actually. What? Actually, I take that back. That isn't right. And then this one. I can't believe this. Please do not talk to the bride at all in capital letters.
What?
You're not allowed to talk to the bride at her wedding?
Sounds like a heaps fun wedding.
Doesn't it? That is shocking.
1019, The Fox.
One question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got one!
That's right. We got one. A little segment we like to do here, Fev. Now,
yes.
I think you might enjoy this. I know it's grand final week and I know that everyone's up and about. I don't want to be alarmist, but I might need that music pulled down now, Aaron, and
yep.
I might need my other music. Thank you very much, guys. Oh, gosh.
Do it now, Aaron.
I didn't actually expect it to be that.
Yeah,
depressing.
We'll stop that one.
Yeah, stop that. Let's do no music. Okay, so Australian survivalists, Fev, do you know what they are?
Us.
Well, yeah, we're surviving in the radio industry at the moment, so that's a good thing. No, Australian survivalists, these are the people who are prepping for doomsday.
Yes.
Is that better? No?
It sounds like we're in a video game in the
80s. I actually watched something on 60 Minutes yesterday about these ships that people have made to live in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like it's like a house, but it's all...
Is it out on the ocean?
There was one out in the ocean. It's on platoons. They've built it over 20 years. Well, and you can grow all your food, get your fish in there, and you cook everything.
That's a great idea.
Up.
Yeah. Because that is the thing. These are the people, and apparently there are thousands of them in Australia. They're prepped and they're ready for anything from nuclear war to a viral pandemic. So they're filled up. They've built a bunker, I guess. They've built some sort of place where they're putting, I guess, baked beans and cans of tuna. And what else would you put? What would you
water.
Pack? For doomsday, bottles of water, Mount Franklin.
Yeah. Toilet paper.
Toilet paper. Good thinking. Anything else? Telly? You want to watch a telly in your bunker?
Well, it depends if you get reception.
That's a good idea.
Use your phone.
You take a Wi-Fi.
You put a little satellite modem on top. I like this idea. Actually.
I love this. Despite the fact that this article told me there are
food
thousands
will be the,
of people
food will
doing
be the key.
This, I want to hear from at least one person who has an actual verified bunker.
I'd take this, animals in there.
Why?
Why?
Food.
What, are you going to, like...
No, like you'd take a cow and you'd take some...
What are you going to do down there?
Well, you'd feed them. You have all the... You're going to grow all this stuff.
Yeah, and then where are you going to do the thing with the knives and stuff and get rid of them?
Sorry, what?
Well, you can't... What, you're going to...
Yeah, but you just... Then they have... You just...
You're going to have a farm in a bunker?
Yeah, you would.
You're breeding animals in a bunker?
Mate.
How big's your bunker?
Build it and they will come. Noah's Ark.
Okay, well, this is the thing. Has anybody listening? Now, we just need one caller because that's the purpose of this segment. We only need one.
Chickens.
Is there somebody out there with an actual doomsday bunker where Fev can put his farm?
Well, you would.
You wouldn't.
What do you mean?
Well, they need air. You know, bunkers, it's like
a cave
like a in the ground.
Hole.
Where are you going to put the grass for the cows to eat?
You grow it. You have sunlight. You have the things on
it's
top.
A bunker.
Yeah, but it depends. But you have the, what are those things that...
A sunroof?
No, that the sun goes down, it creates energy. The
solar panels.
Solar panels. Have them.
I don't know if they work
in a cave.
Well, you don't know, because have you got one?
Oh, look, no, you got me.
101.9 The Fox.
Australian survivalists, they're a movement. They're preppers. They're doomsday preppers, and they're building bunkers and they're stocking up for maybe a war or a viral disease pandemic in case they need to go to ground. I mean, I always read these stories, Fev. You hear about doomsday preppers, but are they actually here in Melbourne? You know, are they building a bunker in their backyard in Kilsyth? That's what I need to know. And I might pick Kilsyth. Wonga Park, maybe. Ringwood. No, Albert Park. There we go. They could be anywhere. They're in our midst. Or are they? We only need one call, Fev. Now, we thought it might be tough to get one call. I guess, Aaron, the question is...
I'm looking at the phones and I think...
We got one!
I can't believe it.
We got one. John in Lang Warren. John, have you built yourself a bunker in case doomsday's upon us?
Well, not me. It's actually a friend of mine.
That's the end of the segment.
Come on, fam.
No, but we haven't got one, though.
You're right. Shall we?
We're here.
Can we hear about, John, your friend? Is it an actual bunker?
So the first part is actually a wine cellar. And then down further, you go in through like this access, which is actually water controlled, so the door opens and then shuts. And then you go through there and then there's an actual room. It's only like a 4x4 metre, but it does have tables and chairs because it's about a good 4 metres high. So
if something does happen, you go down to your wine cellar, you get pissed, and then you go to the next thing and you die. Because